You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and joined once again by Amy Cordova, who serves as BGCO Missions and Ministry Specialist. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Well, our listeners may be familiar with Pastor Appreciation Month in the month of October, where churches sort of highlight, thank, do things, gestures of appreciation for pastors. But in Oklahoma, a new trend is emerging for appreciation for ministry wives. And I thought we could talk about that in today's episode. How did it come about? What's it all about? And just tell us more.
Yeah, it's very exciting because our ministry wives play such a special role in the life of the church. And so at this last year's annual meeting in November of 2018, there is a motion by Bill Barnett.
Yes.
And he asked that we create a month of appreciation for wives of ministers. And that motion was well received by our messengers there. And so we are creating the month of August to really appreciate our ministry wives and the work that they do in our churches. One of the things we say around here is that we encourage one another to advance the gospel. And so I think it's very important when it comes to the life of the church and that really public position in our communities, that those ministry wives oftentimes they do so many things behind the scene that goes unnoticed, that we really encourage them to keep going and to keep loving and serving the church and their community. And so this will be a really fun new thing for our state to celebrate those women.
I think it's wonderful that Brother Bill recommended that and that it's getting kicked off this year. Amy, you know, I've heard a preacher say that one of the things the devil uses as a tool is discouragement. And so to fight that, we want to encourage one another. What are some ideas? What are some things people could do as a church to encourage these wonderful servants of the Lord?
Yeah, and I think it, alongside that discouragement, oftentimes ministry wives sense isolation in their churches. Sometimes ministry wives are put on a pedestal, and so friendship can be somewhat difficult. And so I think even writing a handwritten letter to a ministry wife just to say, we appreciate you, we notice you. Oftentimes ministry wives come on a Sunday morning as a single parent. Their husband rises early and is at the church before the sun comes out. And so they're at home getting the kids ready by themselves and out the door. And I think just noticing that, or maybe even meeting them at the car and saying, let me help you carry the diaper bag in, or the car seat to get your kids settled in the nursery so that you can go in and talk with the people there. I think that's just one simple way that they can love on some ministry wives. In our season of ministry right now, we've gotten so many handwritten letters, and they're tucked in the bottom drawer of my husband's desk. And anytime we just need to pull those out for a word of encouragement, we do. And those letters mean so much. So that's a simple way that our churches can just encourage those ministry wives. The month of August is a very busy month in the life of the church. Many churches are getting kicked off for the fall promotion. They're promoting their Sunday school classes, and so they're oftentimes spending time up there to prepare for the fall semester and getting back into the school year. So one idea would just be to take a home-cooked meal over to one of the ministry wives in their church and say, I got dinner. It's on us. You don't have to worry about it tonight. And so I think that would be a special treat for our ministry wives.
Sometimes it's the most simple, thoughtful thing that doesn't take a lot of planning or money or effort. It's just literally the thought that counts, that we appreciate you, thank you, that can lift them up and spur them on in the ministry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, of course, like gift cards are always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Just to say, here's dinner on us, and you can send them off to a restaurant date night with their spouse if you want to volunteer to babysit their kids or whatever that might look like in the church. Those are always just little thoughtful ways. But one of my favorite ways that our churches can get involved in supporting ministry wives this coming year is each fall, we get together as ministry wives. And this year, we're going to be getting together in Tulsa. Those dates are September 20th through the 21st. It's a weekend just for wives of ministers. And it is a special, special time of encouragement and fun and getting away where they can love one another. And so the cost of that is $50. And so we try to keep the cost down to be really cheap. But if a Women on Missions group or a Sunday school class wanted to fund the registration fee for one or more of their ministry wives, I think that would be really special to send them on a weekend away with other ministry wives in the state to be encouraged.
Something I love about this, too, is churches of all size can get involved. It's not limited to one particular group or geography or church size.
Absolutely.
Everyone can do something.
Yeah, so, and this includes our BCM wives and our DOM wives. So if there's a director of missions wife who would like to come, she's always invited. And the work that they do is so important, too, in the life of the church.
Well, as the Baptist Messenger, we'll be trying to follow this, and we like to highlight creative things people do so that others can emulate that. Amy, thanks for coming on and telling us about this forthcoming emphasis, for all your work on that. And we'll look for your social media channels, too, to
Absolutely.
See as you highlight these different ideas. So,
and they can find us online at bgcowomen.org if they have any questions or want more information about that.
Wonderful. Amy Cordova, thanks again for coming on to the podcast and for all your work on this.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.